Welcome to Freedom Trainer Radio, the podcast where we interview top-level fitness entrepreneurs from all over the world. Here's your host, AJ Rivera.
Welcome to Freedom Trainer Radio. My name is AJ Rivera, and thank you so much for being on the show. If you're new or have just started tuning in, we have just started a new format where we're going to be launching or releasing our episodes every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday for the month of August. So if you're used to our episodes coming out every Tuesday and you're wondering, hey, why are there so many of these things coming out? That is what we are switching to for August. And I kind of want to know what you guys think of it. So let me know through like Instagram DMs or Facebook or whatever. And I would love to hear what y'all's thoughts are on it. So for today, I want to talk a little bit about the grass is always greener syndrome. Now, I myself have fallen victim to this. And I know many entrepreneurs have done the same. And I've really learned that no matter where you are in business, we, for whatever silly reason, think the grass is always greener on the other side. Somebody else has the better business model and we have a dumb business model or something like that, right? Now, you may have experienced this in your gym before, and I know I did, where when I first opened my gym, I thought the best way to run my business was to have a whole bunch of different classes. I eventually found that having one core offer, I still believe is the best way to run a business. I think having a million offerings probably doesn't work until you're at least, you know, six figures or higher, multiple six figures. But until you're at that point, I think a lot of times I got distracted struggling in this kind of like, I don't know where I'm at zone. The way this manifested itself for me when I had my studios was I wanted to offer, I was like, maybe I could start a clothing line. Maybe I could start a supplement company. Maybe I could start a healthy restaurant. Maybe I can invent a piece of equipment. And maybe this whole rhetoric of me listing off different things I could do instead of owning a gym sounds familiar to you. Maybe you've played it in your head or even said it out loud. And I know this is a hard thing to go through because, you know, as human beings, we're programmed to seek pleasure and avoid pain. But the problem with that is that no matter what you do as a person, there's going to be some sort of pain you have to deal with. Whether you're an entrepreneur and an employee, right? Your core pain as an employee might be that you don't have complete control of your work situation. Of course, you can always quit, but you know, when it comes to your work, you're not in 100% control. As an entrepreneur, the pain you have to be willing to endure is the responsibility of every person who does business with you and works with you in your business, and the uncertainty that is the market. This is something that has personally terrified me at times and also excited me beyond any reasonable, excited me more than most things or anything really should. Now, you as a fitness entrepreneur listening to this are either my student and crushing it, or you are not my student and maybe you're just trying to figure out how to make your business successful, right? Or more successful if you're already successful. And you may have gone through your mind, you know what? You know what's going to be a lot easier? If I were an online personal trainer, that world has got to be way easier than having a brick and mortar gym. And while if you want to be an online trainer, totally do it. You know, if you need help with it, you can find me. I've had dozens of students who have launched successful online fitness businesses and love it. I found the ones that were successful or most successful, because they're pretty much all successful, are the ones who actually want to be online. And they're seeking to be an online trainer because they're passionate about their impact, not because they're trying to avoid the hardships and the pain of owning a gym, for instance. Every business you own for the rest of forever is gonna come with some degree of pain. This is my opinion, and this has been my experience owning lots of different businesses. There is some sort of pain you're going to go through every day in your business. Now, it might be loneliness, it might be uncertainty, it might be a combination of things. It might be scarcity mindset that you have to consistently war with, but every business has something. And if you're not willing to go through the pain involved in owning a business and being a fitness entrepreneur, stop. Because there's never going to be a point when you're done. There's no done in business. And we want there to be. We just want to say, yeah, I'm done. I'm just going to work really hard for 3 years and then everything's going to do itself and I'm not going to have to do anything. And that has just never been the case in any business. You are never done if you're a fitness entrepreneur. Never. There's no done date. And if you are waiting for that and you're only in it for the done, then get out, because you're not going to succeed. You're not. I'm sorry. You're going to end up dissatisfied. Because you have to be willing to take the pain with the rewards. That's how life works, right? If you want to get in shape, you got to go in the gym and break your muscles down. You got to do the heavy squats. You got to pick up heavy things. I don't know what your methodology and training is, but you have to be willing to go through that pain if you want to reap those rewards. You're not going to just walk into the gym and you're not just going to work out for 3 years and then all of a sudden you're going to look like Arnold Schwarzenegger the rest of your life. That's not how it works. Arnold works out at a gym a few blocks from my house at the Gold's, the Mecca, and he's still in there all the time. Maybe what he's doing is different. Maybe he's maintaining more. He's actually been using machines a couple times I saw him. But he's earned the right to be able to do whatever he wants because he's put in so much work and he's still putting in the work because the rewards are worth it for him. So you have to ask yourself, is it worth it for you? Are the rewards of having an online business, a gym, 20 gyms, right? If you want to become a coach, there are people who are like, AJ, I wish I had your life. Your life seems so much easier than mine. Forget what I'm doing. I want to do what you do. I want to sit on the beach and talk to a microphone. Do you? Because it comes with a great deal of pain. And if you do, that's amazing. Do it. Go for it. Whatever. But you have to be willing to take all the shit that comes with the reward of being able to travel, right? Travel can be a burden. I have a very good friend who was in the online space, and one of his immediate burdens was, I am not traveling anymore. I did not realize that I would have to travel this much as being a part of this industry. I had some people who said, I hate being by myself all day. It sucks, right? This has happened to me where I work at home and I actually want to open up a headquarters so that I don't have to work at home. The grass is always going to look greener, right? I think you're always going to idealize what you don't have and think that the problem is that you don't have more or something different. So the important thing, I think, is to believe and find out what is the most important thing to you. If you had $100 million, you never had to worry about money. You were going to make it whether you sat on your ass all day or whether you crushed it and worked 80 hours a week or 100 hours a week. What would you spend your time doing? I ask this question to all of my one-on-one clients, which is like a total of 5. I don't take on any more than like privately who like can call me on my cell phone.
Where?
And if their answer isn't, I want to be running multiple gyms, or I want to have an online business, or I want to be a motivational speaker or whatever, then they're not in it for the right reasons, because they're not doing what they actually love. They're doing what they're doing out of fear. Fear that they're on a sinking ship. So let me jump on this life raft because the next thing has to be easier than this thing. So if you're having a hard time, you're feeling maybe frustrated in your gym or your fitness business if it's not a gym, and you think, it would be so much easier if I did this. It's not. It's not going to be easier. And that should never be a motivation to do it. You need to be willing to take all the shit that comes with all the awesome. And if you're not willing to take that, then you need to reevaluate what is really, really worth it for you. Now, why am I giving you this advice? Why am I yelling at you? I hope that doesn't sound like I'm yelling. Because I'm kind of yelling at myself. Because I've fallen victim myself to, man, you know, I love helping fitness business owners, but my life would be easier if I opened a gym. It's cyclical. We're going to keep thinking that what we're doing is the problem, when really it's our attitude that needs to change. And so I had to sit down because my wife was like, what's wrong? I don't understand what's up with you. And I was like, I don't know either. And I had to sit down and write all the pros and all the cons. And I had to decide of my businesses. And I had to decide, am I willing to take all this shit that comes with all the good? And for what I'm doing right now in my life, the answer is an easy yes, because the good outweighs the pain. Though the pain is great, let me tell you. So I encourage you, if you're thinking about quote unquote jumping ship, I need to do something different, something else. Really think about if that other else came with all the same pain you have to deal with now. Would you still want to do it? Or are you running away from doing work? And if you're going to keep running away from the pain of being a fitness entrepreneur, any entrepreneur, maybe you would be better off as an employee or a freelancer. There is nothing wrong with being an employee or a freelancer. And I'm sick of entrepreneurs putting down other people for wanting to do that. You're not a better person because you like to post up memes of lions that say 10x. You're just a person. And in many ways, the self-aware person who is a stay-at-home parent or works a 9-to-5 and loves their free time, is excited to get home at 5, work at a company that they like, maybe they love, spend weekends, get vacations, all this stuff, that is way more impressive than the blind, entitled entrepreneur who wants everything with no work. So ask yourself, like I have to ask myself often, am I willing to go through the pain to take and keep these rewards? And if you are, then go for it and give it all you got.